I think we should have some benches there.
Oh, you've got the whole plan in your head already?
Yeah, I got quite a bit of design and planning done.
Okay, then we also have to plan for some concrete pots.
And I've been thinking about rough iron. I'll send you a list of the different supplies I've found. I'd love to hear your opinion.
No problem.
There, you see? We'll have a path along which we can walk, with a view of the city in the distance.
Right. Yes, I can do that here.
Great. Everything will be ready as planned to start in 2 months, and I've already thought about all the scheduling.
Well, you've saved a lot of time.
Yeah, that space opposite the pond will be just great.
You seem very focused, Steve.
Yeah, I've got a head start on the fourth and final area, our rest area for the elderly.
Oh.
Is there a problem, Mr. Mayor?
The building under construction opposite our public garden. The decision came through yesterday. It's finally been allocated, not to the retirement home, but to the secondary school.
Oh.
It's a shame. I can see that you've given this space a lot of thought.
The Agile Garden. Episode 8. How to react faster through agility.
I thought you were going to approve everything today.
There was some hesitation between the two projects.
I was sure it was going to be a retirement home, so I started organizing it right away.
Now we'll have to think in terms of the school.
Unfortunately, you recognize the risk of planning too exactly and too early.
I must admit I spent whole afternoon studying the bench layout, not to mention the choice of suppliers, to make sure they'd be suitable for elderly people.
Yes, something has changed in your system and it's costing you a lot of time. Planning and time commitments have to be made at the right time.
I did all that planning for nothing. It's a good thing I didn't listen to the supplier and didn't already order the portable waterproof tents.
Oh yeah, I don't see what use that would be to us.
Whenever possible, decisions should be taken as late as possible, as we learn new things all the time. That's how you can be responsive.
I've wasted a lot of time working out a plan that I'm not going to follow. I have no idea what's going to happen to this area.
That's normal, because it's going to depend on the new information that you have.
Oh my.
That's what complex projects are all about. There's no point in planning things far in advance when you're uncertain.
Does that mean we never make a plan?
On the contrary, it's worth planning in the short term to get into a good rhythm and coordinate. And for the longer term, you need to know everything that still needs to be done so that you can regularly question and prioritize it.
I'm going to get in touch with the pre-established secondary schools in the town to see what young people's main leisure activities are.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
In any case, this plot of land can be used for sporting activities.
The question is, which ones?
Football, of course.
Are you sure?
Well, I suppose.
Let's avoid making the same mistakes again.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Nicole, for stopping for 5 minutes to talk to us.
The mayor has told us that you will all be attending school opposite the future public garden.
Yeah, the whole gang.
So, you play on this field a lot?
Every week. The cool thing about football is that you can play anywhere.
You see, Jonathan?
But what we're really mad about isn't football. We just play it because outside school, we don't have a proper basketball court where we can all hang out.
You see, Steve?
Interesting. And would you like to play more often?
Yeah, we've got a sick team. There's a lot of tall kids in my class.
If there was a basketball court next to your future school, would you come?
You know it. That beats going to school. We could even do tournaments if we practiced more.
And any other sports you can think of?
Basketball's the one for us.
Well, it's easy to turn a football pitch into a basketball court.
Yeah, this time I didn't plan anything yet.
Oh, yes.
Well, thanks, Nicole.
Yes, I've got a split because I've got a tournament.
A basketball one?
Nope. Chess.
You play chess?
Of course.
I think we need to investigate this chess scene a little further.
In any case, let's meet some other young people.
I'm starting to get my head around this fourth area again. But this time, I'm going to take it one step at a time.
Good for you, Steve. The idea is to be constantly responsive by doing what creates the most value right now, based on the knowledge that you have right now.
I admit, I don't have all the answers yet. What am I going to do about this area?
Don't worry, you'll find the solution, thanks to your ability to adapt. Think about a time when you planned too far ahead. What were the consequences? What could you have done differently if you'd planned in the shorter term? What's the right time frame for planning your project?